That had four parts to it. I moved the article, and the chair had an amendment to add a part E. Because the town administrator bylaw originally was done at the legislature, so it was a petition to the legislature originally back in 95, I believe it was. In order to affect this change, we had to petition the legislature again. So that was the first amendment. That passed. Second amendment was addressing part A, which had to do with the screening committee that gets appointed by the select board to basically search for, screen, and present us with a variety of town administrator candidates when that issue comes up. So there was quite a long discussion about that. The way the original part A read, it just said very vaguely that the screening committee shall be appointed by the select board. There was an amendment to that which suggested that we change that to be much more specific and to have a screening committee pretty much like the one we have going on now, looking for a permanent town administrator, which was three members each, one member from each of these three boards, planning board, school committee, finance committee, to be selected by those boards or committees, and then the rest of the members to be appointed by the select board. So that would have been one person from the business community, three members at large, and originally it was two public safety chiefs. So after a fair amount of discussion on that, was it members at large? What, did they have to be residents? Did the business owners have to be owners or residents, et cetera? Finally, it boiled down to two members from the public safety department to be basically just appointed by the select board. Those members, however, can't be people who are appointed by a town administrator. So they have to be people who are appointed by the select board. Business ended up being a business stakeholder and a resident, and three members at large who were residents. After that amendment, there was some other discussion, but essentially the bylaw passed.